الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه واله Welcome once again to another fantastic episode. As you are watching the early echo, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we thank the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Nure Mujassam, Shahi Bani Adam, Ahmad Mukhtar, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhi muridwan, and alhamdulillah. In today's program, we are discussing the miraculous wonders of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So all those miracles and mu'ajizas that occurred and were manifested through the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is what we are going to be touching on and discussing, inshallah, azza wa jal, a program not to be missed, dear viewers. Please stay with us till the end of today's episode and listen to those fragrant and beautiful stories and narrations and ahadith that speak about the miracles related to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will rejuvenate your spirits, increase your iman and love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also have a beautiful kalam that we are going to be listening to, dear viewers, inshallah. So stay with us till the end. And as we have already started, remember this beautiful hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith, he says, for everything there is a washing and purification. And the purification and the cleanliness of the heart of a believer from the rust is to recite durood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever you are, increase your recitation of durood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For now, we have a special kalam. Enjoy this beautiful kalam. And when we do return, inshallah azawajal, we shall further dive into our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqa, aqa.
قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر میں جاؤں بن کے مستانہ میں جاؤں آستانے پر اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر
ٹھہر جارو واسطہ رب کا اتنا جلدی کر ٹھہر جارو گے مزتر واسطہ رب کا نا جلدی کر نکلنا گئے نکل جانا نکلنا گئے نکل جانا نبی کے آستانے پر
اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر
تڑپتے گئے بلکتے گئے مچلتے گئے یہ دیوانے تڑپتے گئے بلکتے گئے مچلتے گئے یہ دیوانے خدا ان سب کو پہنچانا خدا ان سب کو پہنچانا نبی کے آستانے پر
اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا
کیا ہے حج بیت اللہ ادا تم حاجیوں نے اب کیا ہے حج بیت اللہ ادا تم حاجیوں نے اب مبارک گو جانا مبارک گو تمہیں جانا نبی کے آستانے پر
اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر اگر قسمت سے ہو
کر شہر طیبہ میں دعا جب زائروں مانگو پہنچ کر شہر طیبہ میں دعا جب زائروں مانگو مجھے تم بھول مت جانا مجھے تم بھول مت جانا نبی کے آستانے پر
اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا
ملائک رشک فرمائیں گے پھر تو میرے مرنے پر ملائک رشک فرمائیں گے پھر تو میرے مرنے پر اگر مجھ کو ملے مرنا اگر مجھ کو ملے مرنا نبی کے آستانے پر
اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر،
گیا جو بھی مدینے میں کبھی خالی نہیں لوٹا، گیا جو بھی مدینے میں کبھی خالی نہیں لوٹا، وہ اپنا گو یا بیگانا، وہ اپنا گو یا بیگانا، نبی کے آستانے پر
اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر، اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر،
عجب لذت عبادت کی وہاں پاؤں گا میں خاکی، عجب لذت عبادت کی وہاں پاؤں گا میں خاکی، پڑھوں گا جب میں دو گانا، پڑھوں گا جب میں دو گانا، نبی کے آستانے پر
اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر، اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. As we had discussed and I did announce that our discussion for this morning is of course the miraculous wonders of the Holy Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And though it's a very vast subject in discussion, dear viewers, however, inshallah azza wa jalla, we commence by firstly explaining to the viewers out there what is mu'jaza, the definition of mu'jaza, miracle itself. The great think of the Ummah, who is none other than Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And we often quote Mufti Sahab, mashallah, alhamdulillah, due to his special connection and devotion that he has with the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Mufti Sahab, as explaining the definition of mu'jaza, he says that task which cannot be faced, rather comprehended by the creation, is called mu'jaza. According to Shari'i terminology, mu'jaza is that strange action or act that is impossible in usual circumstances, which is demonstrated by a person who proclaims nubuwwat. He proclaims prophethood. Before the proclamation of prophethood, if any Nabi demonstrates something that is impossible in usual circumstances, it's called irhas. Anything impossible in usual circumstances demonstrated by the Islamic saints, yani the awliya, is called karamat. And anything impossible in usual circumstances demonstrated by ordinary Muslims is called ma'unat. Now these are the various shari'i terminologies that have been written and given for us to differentiate and figure out as to what is a mu'jaza and performed by whom. So it will be called a mu'jaza, and then karamat, and then ma'unat, as we mentioned. And anything that occurs in the favor of the disbelievers is called istidraj. Allahu Akbar. So inshallah, dear viewers of Madani channel, this is our discussion. We are discussing the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and such miracles, dear viewers of Madani channel, which is beyond our imagination. Look at the amazing powers and abilities and favors which Allah azza wa jalla had bestowed upon his most exalted and celebrated Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, let's go to the first beautiful, very enlightening and faith refreshing mu'jaza mentioned by none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhu. He says, Subhanallah, it's a very beautiful, beautiful story, dear viewers, inshallah. We hope that you're going to enjoy this. And once we mention this, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we are hoping that you will convey this to others as well for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So this famous companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu anhu, had stated that at the time of the Battle of Trench, we were digging the trench for this battle, and suddenly a huge boulder appeared. No one could break this boulder. We came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him about the boulder. The Holy Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam had not eaten anything for 3 days. And there was even a stone tied on the blessed stomach of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Taking a pickaxe in his blessed hand, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam struck the boulder, breaking it into pieces, and turned that huge boulder into a heap of sand. It is stated in another narration that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam struck the boulder with the pickaxe 3 times. And as he used the axe to break that boulder, dear viewers of Madinah channel, each time light glowed from the boulder, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the cities of Syria, Iran, and Yemen in the light. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam then gave the blessed companions the good news of conquering these 3 countries, namely Syria, Iran, and Yemen. This glad tiding was given by the Holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. However, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, dear viewers, Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, now this was the background of this beautiful story, dear viewers. The boulder is now broken and turned into a heap of sand. Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu seen stones tied onto the blessed stomach of the Holy Rasul. This indicates towards his starvation, yani not eating anything for several days. So Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu anhu seeing the stones tied to the blessed stomach of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam due to remaining hungry continuously, he says, I felt a deep pang of sorrow in my heart. Therefore, taking permission from the Holy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I came home and I told my wife. He says, I said to my wife that I have seen Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam with stones tied onto his stomach. Allahu Akbar. And he says, I cannot have the patience any longer to see my aqa and my master in this state. He says to his wife, do you have anything to eat? She says, there is nothing at home except for one sa', yani 4 kilos approximately of barley. I said, grind it. Grind this barley quickly and knead the dough. Then he says, slaughtering my young goat and chopping its meat into pieces, I said to my wife, cook the meat and loaves of bread quickly whilst I return to the Holy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As I was about to exit the home, he says, my wife then drawed my attention. She stopped me. She says, hey, we have only a small quantity of food, saying to her blessed husband, Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu anhu, so fetch the Holy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam along with only a few companions. Do not fetch more people in case I have to face some sort of disappointment or being disgraced due to the lack of food. So Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu anhu says, after I reached the trench, Allahu Akbar, I quickly told Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at my home, I have got prepared loaves of bread and one sa', that is 4 kilograms approximately of barley, and a little goat that I have slaughtered. Please come to my home along with only a few companions and have food. Listening to this da'wat and invitation, Allahu Akbar, the Holy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced, O people of the trench, Jabir has given a meal invitation. Come to his home, all of you, Allahu Akbar, and have a meal at the home and residence of Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhu. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to me, do not have loaves of bread baked unless I come. After he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came home, he says, Subhanallah, O Jabir, I ask you to tell your wife not to move the pot from the stove and not to bake the loaves of bread until I do not return. So it was done exactly. And when the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla reached the home of Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, he placed his Mubarak lu'ab and saliva into the pot of food and as well as into the dough. And then he says to Jabir that now you should start baking and distributing. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The loaves of bread were baked, and the wife of Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu anhu started giving food from the pot. which was served to the guest. SubhanAllah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, 1,000 blessed companions ate food and they were satiated. They became full, SubhanAllah. But neither the dough nor the meat in the pot had decreased. This is a great mu'ajaza which have been mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, dear viewers of Madini channel. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu states himself, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the loaves of bones in the center of the pot and then placed his affectionate, mubarak, miraculous hands over that pot, over the bones, and then recited something which I did not hear. He says, the meat of that very goat which we all had just eaten right now suddenly raised from the dead, shaking and twitching its ears. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. When this mu'ajaza had happened, dear viewers of Madini channel, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to me, take your goat. I brought the goat to my wife. When she seen this, out of astonishment, she says, what is this? I replied, by Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is the very same goat of ours which we had just slaughtered. Allah Azza wa Jalla's Nabi and Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had just given us the very same goat that we have eaten. Hearing this, his wife spontaneously exclaimed, out of happiness, SubhanAllah, she says, I testify that undoubtedly he is the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He is the beloved Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful, beautiful and amazing mu'ajaza, dear viewers. What's even more interesting is when you take a glimpse into this entire discussion, dear viewers of Madini channel, that the ulama ikram have given us Madini pearls and derive beautiful lessons from this mu'ajaza. SubhanAllah, we learned that there were 1,400 people who ate this food. Among them, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. He writes in the commentary of this narration that there were 1,400 people who ate this food. Among them were 1,000 people who dug the trench, and remaining 400 were those who were in their homes in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini channel, the children of Madinatul Munawwara, rather women, were also included in this feast. In short, there was a crowd of the abundance of people who had the meal at the house of Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. How fortunate were those Sahaba alayhim ridwan who got to eat that food, SubhanAllah, in which the beloved Nabi placed his blessed saliva, dear viewers of Madini channel. Remember, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama invited all of them. That day, the feast was from the Holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, and the house, yani the venue, was of Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Therefore, the announcement of inviting all of them and the feast is absolutely correct. Yani isme koi shak nahi, isme koi ghalat bhi nahi hai. The thing which does not get reduced by using it can be used without the permission of its owner. Mufti Sahib says, like studying under the light of someone's lamp, availing shade from someone's wall, for example. So today, this food would not be lessened by the people eating it. Therefore, Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam invited everyone without the permission of Sayyidina Jabir. But dear viewers of Madini channel, that little baby goat, how much of meat would have come by slaughtering that little goat? But 1,400 Sahaba alayhi muridwan ate the day, dear viewers. Na wo khana kam hua, aur na hi aata bhi kam hua. Balke khane ki baad khana to bilkul usi tarah raha. The food remained in its same quantity. Nothing was lessened from it. SubhanAllah. And furthermore, the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had revived the very same goat eaten by the companions and then gifted it back to Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Yani returned it back to him. SubhanAllah. You will come to this point, dear viewers of Madini channel, ki Sayyidi Ala Hazrat farmate hain. Sabse ola wala hamara nabi, sabse ola wala hamara nabi, sabse bala wala hamara nabi, sabse bala wala hamara nabi, sabse bala wala hamara nabi. Kohan de ta hai de ne ko mu چاہیے کون دے تاہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے کون دے تاہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا اعلی ہمارا نبی اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر ڈیئر ویوز آف مدنی چینل آپ ذرا سوچیں وچ ایسپیکٹ شوڈ بی لک ان ٹو دا میڈیکل آف ہز بلیسڈ سلائیوا that if it is placed into the bitter wells, that transforms into sweeter than honey? Whether it is the saliva that is placed on to the poisonous bite of the deadliest snakes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that was removed from the blessed feet of and foot of Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu. Should we speak about the mu'jizas that were demonstrated from his blessed hands, splitting the moon in two halves? Allahu Akbar. Making dua and making the sun rise back to its position after it has set it? Should we speak about the miracles associated to his blessed eyes? Miracles associated to his blessed feet? Allahu Akbar. Oh, the blessed chest, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Which miracle would you want to listen to, subhanallah? From head to toe, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a miracle. He himself is a miracle. Look at the dam, look at the power in his recitation and his dua. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes to the blessed court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ye chand khajure hain, ye kuch khajure hain. Aap is pe dam farmaiye. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perform dam onto these khajurs and dates. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then made dam on the khajur, on the dates, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And he gave it back to him and said to him, Oh Abu Huraira, whenever you desire to eat dates, then you should put your hands into the bag and eat as much as you want to eat, but never tilt the bag upside down and remove the dates. Or take the dates by tilting the bag upside down and emptying the entire bag. This instruction was given to him and he says, I then receive that from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I would always have that bag with me. Allahu Akbar. He says that, I began to eat from there. I would even gift people khajur and dates from there. Aap sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ne ye tohfa diya aapko. This gift was given to him. After the parda and the blessed demise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the khilafat of Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala had come. The entire khilafat and after his khilafat, when the next khalifa came, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, this bag was still with him and he says, I would still eat from the very same khajur and dates and it would never get less. I would eat and give in the path of Allah azza wa jalla until the next khilafat came of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu anhu. And I continued eating it until the day he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became shaheed. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, he became shaheed. And after he became shaheed, he says, the day this had happened, I had lost the very same bag. Wo bag mere kamar se kho gaya. It was lost, Allahu Akbar. And since it was lost, then I could not find that bag. He says, how many years he had eaten from that bag, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. So many years he, radiyallahu ta'ala, had eaten from that bag, but the dates never get less. Yani he continued eating, lekin wo khana kam hi nahi hua, subhanallah. So many more miracles like this, dear viewers. You will have to come to this conclusion and you will have to say, subhanallah.
Kaun de taage dene ko muh chahiye, kaun de taage dene ko muh chahiye, dene wa. Allah hai sacha ہمارا نبی دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی سب سے اعلیٰ وہ اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا وہ والا ہمارا نبی
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل ہاؤ مینی مور میریکلز وی وڈ وانٹ ٹو لسن ٹو سبحان اللہ لک دا میریکل آف موسیٰ علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام وداؤٹ اینی کمپیریزن از دیٹ وین ہی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام وڈ اسٹرائک ہز عصا وچ واز اے معجزہ گرانٹڈ ٹو ہم اینڈ اٹ واز دا نیڈ آف دا ٹائم دین 12 اسٹریمز آف واٹر وڈ گش فورتھ فرام ان سائڈ دا راکس اللہ اکبر تو 12 چشمے پانی جاری ہو گئے 12 قبیلوں کے لیے تو 12 قبیلے اس چشمے میں سے پانی پینے لگے بٹ ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل دا اوریجن اور دا اسٹے اور دا پلیس آف واٹر از ان دا اسٹون ان دا گراؤنڈ واٹر ڈز ایمرج فرام دا گراؤنڈ واٹر از ایکسٹریکٹڈ فرام دا گراؤنڈ سبحان اللہ دو اٹ از اے گریٹ میریکل فار دا راک ٹو اسپلٹ اینڈ فار واٹر ٹو گش فورتھ بٹ ازن دس امیزنگ وین آلموسٹ اوور 1,000 پیپل وار اسٹرینڈڈ فار واٹر جسٹ اے لٹل مٹکا جسے ہم اردو میں کہتے ہیں کلے پاٹ ان انگلش اور واٹر بیگ رادر شوڈ بی سے ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل واز پریزنٹڈ اے لیدر واٹر بیگ واز پریزنٹڈ اینڈ دیٹ مچ آف واٹر واز دے نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم دین سیڈ ٹو دا پیپل ناٹ ٹو پینک اینڈ ہی پلیسڈ ہز افیکشنیٹ ہینڈز ونس اگین اوور دا ماؤتھ آف دیٹ بیگ اینڈ دی کمپینینز مینشنڈ دیٹ واٹر بگین ٹو گش فورتھ فرام بٹوین دا فنگرز آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم to the extent that those companions alayhi muridwan that were present they began to drink that water boore bacche jitne bhi log us safar pe the sab pani peene lage logo ne wuzu kiya sayyidi ala hazrat farmate hain
ungliya hai faiz par toote hain pyaase jhoom kar ungliya hai سے جھوم کر ندیا پنجاب رحمت کی ہے جاری بہوا ندیا پنجاب رحمت کی ہے جاری بہوا
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر سبحان اللہ isn't this amazing dear viewers of Madini channel Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed him with so many miracles his walking is a miracle his speech is a miracle his sight is a miracle upon anything he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would gaze his blessed sight would give it and grant it life dear viewers of Madini channel اللہ اکبر جس طرف اٹھ گئی دم میں دم آ گیا جس طرف اٹھ گئی دم میں دم آ گیا اس نگاہ عنایت پہ لاکھوں سلام سبحان اللہ مینی مینی میریکلز ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل ڈیمونسٹریٹڈ بائی دا بلیسڈ ٹچ آف دا ہولی نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور ہز بلیسڈ سلائیوا وی آل آر آف کورس his ummatis and followers and Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam has deep connection deep association deep you know bond a very strong bond with his ummatis to such an extent dear viewers of Madini channel that in the holy quran pak allah azza wa jalla has declared and mentioned harisun alaikum bil mu'minina raufur rahim allahu akbar allahu akbar such is the connection dear viewers of Madini channel that he is most concerned of our well being he is most concerned of our situations Is this not a blessing, dear viewers of Madani Channel? Subhanallah. Look at the mercy of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the guide to the path of salvation, who is the guide to Jannah. Allahu Akbar, who is our master, our aqa, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. No doubt, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is really a great blessing to be the ummati of such a great Nabi. But are we connected to him? Are we close to him? Look at his connection. He is always concerned about your well-being. That he supplicates in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, "Oh Allah, forgive my ummah, forgive my ummah." Subhanallah. So strengthen this bond, dear viewers of Madani Channel. When he grants so much. If anyone asks for power, my aqa given him power. Kisi ne memory ke liye kuch manga to sarkar ne unhe memory bhi ata farmaya. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked for memory, dear viewers of Madani Channel. He never say, have this supplement or have that medication or eat this or eat that. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his hands thrice into the shawl by making his hands or forming his hands into making dua. And he placed it on his shawl and asked Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu to embrace that shawl. He says, since the day I embraced that shawl which was told to me to do, I never ever forgotten any saying or teaching of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye? Dene wala hai sachcha hamara nabi. And lastly, we end on this beautiful, beautiful narration as Umm Sulaym radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. She says that there was a nanny goat in the possession that she had in her possession. She says she made ghee from its milk and gathered it in a leather bag. She gave it to her servant and she says, go and give this to Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She goes and she gives it to Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she comes back to Umm Sulaym and she says, here is the bag. When Umm Sulaym says, I checked the bag this time, there was ghee, original ghee still dripping from that bag. So I asked my servant and maid as to whether have you went and did what I have told you to do. She says, really? I have went to Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then I have emptied this entire leather bag into another container and bowl. Aur main to khali lekar aayi hu aapke liye ki ye bhara hua hai. Umm Sulaym radiyallahu anha went herself to the holy court of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, I have told my maid to deliver this to you, but ya Rasulullah, it came back to me in the very same way as it was before, and ghee is dripping from it in the same way. Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then said, are you surprised about this? Allah Azza wa Jalla has made you eat as you have made his Nabi eat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, eat and feed it to others. Sayyidina Umm Sulaym radiyallahu anha said, I came home and I poured that ghee in different bowls and left some ghee in the leather bag from which we prepared curry till 1 or 2 months and that ghee never come to an end. Allahu Akbar. And we should keep making dua until tomorrow. Stay good, be good, do good. We thank the viewers of Madani Channel all out there who watched this program and shared it with others via the social media. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept all your lawful wishes. And we once again sign off reminding you the maqsad and the mission of Da'awat Islami in this fragrant and beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah. We say that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah.